on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
For this episode, we're going to be covering the cigars from Fortaleza Libre. You probably know their iconic logo with the bull and the red circle. Robert is tasked with pronouncing all the big words in this episode as the newbie.
Banned once again.
Plus, he's going to go over the lineup we're going to review today.
All right, Fortaleza Libre. Their cigars were the Avalanche, Sun Country, Midnight Bender, Bushwhacker, Intimidador, and Segundo Viendo.
Oh, Segundo Viendo. Fancy for the sun must come up.
Second chance.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
The construction on all these cigars was amazing.
Yeah.
I never had an issue with construction, burn. They were perfect. So whoever's rolling these cigars is doing a fantastic job.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. I nailed that the first time.
How about that?
That's right. Host intro, what do you got? What's up, Mike? Back on the ones and twos in place of good old boy Benjamin?
Well, I'm just here channeling my inner, you know, Robertson County life
you
here.
You better add some heft to that, right. Boys. Good old boy Ridge.
How do, everybody?
Are you thawed out now?
Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah,
after Icepocalypse.
That's right.
And good old boy Robert, who has herfed with us countless times and moved into the mic for this episode.
Hoping to get all my words right today.
Yeah, you won't, but it's okay.
You say Fritos correctly?
That's
Fritos.
Right.
Fritos. Our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. For this episode, we're going to be covering the cigars from Fortaleza Libre. You probably know their iconic logo with the bull and the red circle. Robert is tasked with pronouncing all the big words in this episode as the newbie.
Banned once again.
Plus, he's going to go over the lineup we're going to review today.
All right, Fortaleza Libre. Their cigars were the Avalanche, Sun Country, Midnight Bender, Bushwhacker, Intimidador, and Segundo Viendo.
Oh, Segundo Viendo. Fancy for the sun must come up.
Second chance.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Yeah, all right. Well, good old boy Mike, you want to go over the ratings?
We're going to go over these cigars and then have our most valued opinions. And then give our most valued opinions.
And they are valued.
And we'll be rating these cigars on Sip Suds and Smokes using our 1 to 5 ratings, 5 being the best, plus our signature sounds. Here is one of those examples now, which is number 3. I would smoke this again.
So let me ask you on the value of our information that we give out. Is that like we follow the XRP standard with that?
It follows the same dartboard methodology that you follow for all of your key decision-making skills. Oh, man.
That means it's very valuable.
Yes.
Because my whole dartboard's hundreds.
Are you right-handed and throw with your left?
Well, I actually throw with my feet.
That would explain an awful lot.
Yeah.
There's some moment about this that is just visually impairing.
Yeah. Well, just wait. You'll see it later because I got a decision to make later.
There you go.
Hey, Rich, talk to these newbies.
Well, if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episodes where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101 and that episode called Smell My Foot
should pop
right up, or follow the links in our show notes.
All right. Yep. Well, good old boy Mike.
Well, we had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off the notes we recorded at the time. Some of us will be using the Barger dartboard methodology, where we might recall some of that information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
We're rocking at about 10 milligrams. All right. Yeah, just a nice even keel here today.
Which right. button requires that?
I wish to register a complaint.
Probably, so there you go.
Robert, you got a little bit of background on him?
Right, I get to read the background for Fortaleza Libre.
Oh, wait, we have background music here.
Oh, background music.
Oh, background music.
I get to read the background for Fortaleza Libre. I can handle big words, I think, and not like Canadians. I know your first inclination is yet another product from Santiago, and yet it's not. Tamboril in the Dominican Republic region hosts some of the finest cigar factories in the world, built around the fields and have built around the fields that have grown tobacco for generations. Farming is a science founded on love of the land. And there's nowhere more evident than the fields of Tamboril. It's the home of some of the iconic brands in the DR, like El Artista, Tabacarilla, Palencia, and La Palma.
Tabacalera Plasencia.
Tabacalera Plasencia. Well, I added a comma.
English is hard.
It can be. You won't find a Chagui Primavano outside of the DR, we wish.
I would have butchered that too.
It is Chagui, though. In 2017, Fortaleza Libre selected El Hoyito in the Dominican Republic, a tributary to the brands that made all. I can't even read that. Tributary is another brand made. We're going to do that a bit again.
At its factory. We're going to do it again?
Yeah.
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. So onward we go. The fact that you got 92% of those words correct is
that's good.
Scoring you way above average.
That's right. Good. Our average for this whole podcast is just
the fact that you got Chagui, you know, almost out of your mouth without injuring yourself was a good step in the right direction.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's just jump right into this. Rich, take us away with the Avalanche.
I'm going to make Robert look good here.
That's sad.
So, the Avalanche was the
eighth. Hang on a second. Pass me the duct tape.
Yeah. So this was the eighth blend Fortaleza Libre released. You might think we would go in order of when the product was released, or alphabetically, or maybe the phase of the moon. But remember, we are using the Barger-Dartmoor methodology.
That's right.
It uses an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper over Dominican binder and fillers from the DR, obviously. The company says it took 18 months to develop this blend, which it describes as mild in both body and strength. It is made at the Tabacalero El Hoyita in Tamboril, Dominican Republic. The slight pepper from the wrapper highlights the beauty of the Dominican filler and binder, taking you places you would not expect from your grandfather's Connecticut.
Well, I didn't find Grandpa. Maybe his ashes were in this one.
I don't know.
But I definitely didn't find Grandpa in this.
Which
color was this label?
This was the white label.
The white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
the white label. Yeah.
See, I smoked that for breakfast this morning.
Did you?
A little bit of it.
Yeah. You know,
do you use your right hand or your left hand?
I use my right hand this time. I just have here's what I think about this guy here.
What flavor lube did you go for this morning?
So, we're gonna touch on this a little later. You know, newer companies putting out cigars, it's hard to get it right every time, right?
Mm.
They didn't get it right with this one.
No.
I don't like this Connecticut. It's just me. It was too dirty. It was like too much must. It didn't have that like Connecticut mouth feel that you want. You know, it was like smoking dry dirt.
Yeah, you got a lot more out of it than I did. I found it very bland. Yeah. Mild, it was very mild. positive, I mean, the construction was okay.
Yeah.
I think his construction, his rollers, his blenders, they got good construction.
I will say, I didn't have any construction issue.
Did not have a burn issue with it. But I just did not find it very, you know, especially for Connecticut.
Robert, what did you think?
I kind of found it unmemorable.
Yeah.
I even paired it with a coffee. I thought that would go great. And it wasn't bad.
Somehow, I don't think that was the word they were looking for in the marketing meeting.
No.
Let's go for unmemorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just, your grandpa's Connecticut.
Throw yes, it out there. That's correct.
Yeah. Well, they nailed it with that one. What are we thinking here? We'll give it a 2.
Yep.
Now, again, starting a company is hard. They're 2017, and they've had some ups and downs themselves, right?
Yeah, Robert, they've had some struggles.
Yeah, we've had some struggles name-wise and had to rebrand a couple times, and we'll talk about that later, too. But all in all, we'll be back shortly.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back from those commercials. Buy whatever they're asking you to buy, because I'm sure it's important.
Yeah, just spend all your money on it.
We just went over the Avalanche. We gave it the Sip Suds rating of 2. And we just realized that Rich brought his reading glasses today.
Oh, man. It's a different world.
Grandpa's got his readers.
Grandpa's all right, well, got his readers.
Let's go, Mike. Tell us about the Sun Country.
So the Sun Country is handmade in the Dominican Republic at Tabacalera El Jota. These cigars can incorporate well-aged Dominican Pilato Cubano in Ligero, or the double, filler and binder with aged Mexican San Andreas wrapper leaf blended into the filler for a little something, something, something special.
Yeah.
This full body core is then wrapped in a creamy Ecuadorian shade wrapper, kind of like a tichica on the side of the row, to create a balance of flavors that has been experienced as no words can truly capture what we have done here.
Well, we're going to try.
Well, I got a couple words. I wrote a couple words down.
Unmemorable. So,
named after
a badass bull.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I got one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There we are.
Sorry, that was the chili.
Called Sun Country will definitely brighten your day.
Now, I do want to mention a cool aspect, though.
Yeah.
All of these names of the cigars that he uses are famous bulls that have been ridden by people. And now let me tell you about them. So, really, when
that's
you were reading...
That's kind of the sound that I made while I was enjoying your Sun Country, by the way.
I really, when you were starting to read that part about the Tabacalera, I read that in like a Japanese voice. It was like...
Oh, cool.
Hoito.
Oh, hoito.
Hoito. I was like, I don't remember Japan ever making cigarettes. But anyway,
I
digress.
Japanese and Spanish accents, you know, commingling in my head.
For sure.
The same time.
Especially in Robertson County.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah.
That's right. So... What'd you think about the Sun Country, Robert?
So I've had the Sun Country before when it first came out. I really liked it back then. I thought it was a very unique Connecticut. This time around, I don't know if my taste buds are changing. It's a little bit less.
Well, you're getting older.
Body. I am. Taste buds are dying. I mean, it was still enjoyable. But I
wait a second. Are you saying at my advanced age, they're just dead? Is that what you're saying, yes. Here, Robert?
Yes. You have no taste buds at this
point. Have you listened to your opinions?
Oh, my gosh.
Needs more pepper and salt.
No more chili for you.
I actually enjoyed this cigar.
So I didn't hate this cigar. I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Well, I'll tell you that. You know, I felt it was super light. I mean, this to me is just as light as any Connecticut out there. I think, you know, he talks about it being very balanced, flavorful, and this, that, and the other. But, you know, but it wasn't.
You're talking about the bowl or the cigar?
Yes. We can talk some bowl.
Yeah. You know, and I found it to be, it had a little bit of must to it, a little bit of pepper. Wasn't terrible. I definitely, it's like almost something you would walk a dog with.
Yeah.
Mow the yard. Mm. Something you don't have to pay attention to. Construction was great.
Yeah.
Still, again, didn't have a construction issue. You know, agreed. Mike, what are you going to pull out of your butt today?
Well, you know, I think the one thing that across this whole product line is the common filler and binder that they're using is just, I just don't like that combo. And I think that's what everybody is picking up on, is even as they're moving towards, you know, different external wrappers or sizes or shapes.
Sure.
That, you know, that combo that they have for their filler is just, I don't know. There's
His size preferences, though. Between a 52 and a 55.
Oh,
you're so talking about smaller girth again? Size.
Wait a second.
Hi, I'm Kristen with Dancewear Solutions. Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth.
Ooh.
Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it down through the crotch.
Oh, yeah. This is a good part.
Back up again. Mm. Making sure it's going over the widest part.
Yeah, of your ass. All right. Well, what are we going to give that, folks? We'll give that one a 3. I get the pleasure of discussing, this is probably the cigar that I like the most in the lineup, the Midnight Bender. The Midnight Bender. It is handmade in Dominican Republic at Tabacalera de Hoyato.
Yeah.
These cigars incorporated well-aged Dominican Piloto, Cubano, and Lajero filler and binder with an aged Mexican San Andreas wrapper. Working towards the strongest flavor profile yet, as San Andreas has to be the highlight. They use the same Dominican binder found in our Bushwhacker line, which we'll talk about in a minute. But added the extra firepower that comes with the Double Lajero blend. Named after the son of Bodacious, a famous bull, these cigars are definitely strong and free. Now, I will say this. I did not get the Lajero in this. I got the San Andreas, and I think that was its saving grace. I think that the blend was good, but it wasn't anything to like write home about. It was a good, like, as far as if I was owned this company and was making a core line, that would be the staple. You know, I would start there. I would start there. We get a little excited over here.
Yes.
I would start
simmer
there,
down there, Mike.
And then I would progress.
Yeah. So do you feel like the age, like, are these more aged than the others? Because I felt like an age would help some of these.
Well, so there comes a time when you're aging a cigar or a leaf. You've got the best point of prime, right? Mm-hmm. And then it just starts to taper off after then. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the aged, like you'll find, who's a good example?
Throw a dart.
Yeah, Leo.
Yeah.
With Nova.
Yeah.
You know, she, most of her tobacco is 10 year plus aged.
Right.
Before it's even rolled.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it's at that point where it's going to be, they blend well, they taste well, they retain moisture, and it's not dry.
Right.
You know? And when you get to that area, that's your sweet spot.
Right.
And it just seems like some of this line that he, that Robert here has, is just a little past its point, and it's the, or they're really dry.
I think that's a common production problem that you have, is that when you don't own the factory,
right,
is that if your products are not aging as you want, your window is coming up to manufacture your cigars, and it's go time. If those San Andreas, you know, wrappers are not ready to go, I don't care. We're still running your run during this production window.
It's on the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that that may have been what is catching up with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because if he runs in smaller batches too, you know, depending on the size of the product he buys at a certain time, that could also determine, you know, the primings that he gets. But yeah, so all in all, this is my favorite one in the lineup. I will say that. And what are we going to give it here? We'll give it a 4. And we'll be right back.
Magnificent.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Rich.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you about this Intimidator.
You know, I wanted to have a cooler stage name like the Intimidator.
Chippendales?
Yes.
Seek the Holy Grail.
You can see Rich over here at Chippendales on Tuesdays and Thursdays and twice on Sundays.
The Intimidator is made with a Mexican San Andreas wrapper covering a Dominican grown binder and filler. They wanted to go big with this one. Full with full flavor and full strength. You guys feeling intimidated yet? You should, since it's named after the famous bucking bull called the Intimidator.
Well, let me just stop you right there, sir. Because there's only one Intimidator, and his name's Earnhardt, okay?
And it's actually the Intimidador.
Intimidador.
Yeah.
Excuse
me. Are we going to be rating this a 3?
No, not yet. We might be just off of principle.
Yeah. So, not very intimidating, be honest with you. Again.
When I was having this cigar, I felt like I was turning left all day long.
Oh, I hope so. Tell him, man. Just left turns all day. Raise hell and praise Dale. All right. Boy. This cigar is like, it's just a, it was just bland.
Yeah.
Like,
I felt that.
I don't know, other than crap, what they'd be full of.
Mm.
And I'm not saying it's crap. That's a joke, folks. Don't take it hard. But like, honestly, like I did not get a full bodied.
No, not at all.
Cigar in
and
the
you,
bunch.
And you know, part of this may be the expectations, right? Like if you're selling something that's going to be bold, that's supposed to be bold.
Yeah.
Make it bold. You know, I found this one very.
So I would chalk that up to like 50% marketing.
Yeah.
50% of their taste buds, because again, as we state in Cigar 101, taste is subjective.
True.
Right.
True.
So what's full for somebody might be mild or light for us, because we'll smoke double, triple Ajeros and take them to the dome and love it. You know, there's your spice bomb. But again, I will give it to them. The use of that San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah.
You know, it covers a multitude of bad things, but man, I struggled with it.
Yeah.
And what sucks for me is like, we did an interview with Robert.
Not Robert.
Not great guy. What was his name?
Greg.
Greg. I said Robert earlier. I'm
Greg
sorry.
Free.
I was thinking about Robert.
Greg's
here.
A great guy.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, check him out. We did a
absolutely wonderful year. Guy.
Robert yeah. is his better looking cousin.
Yeah, and I mean, absolutely just wonderful. Had Greg a nice conversation with him.
Yeah.
Gave us the cigars. We've let them age. You know, they've been aging for 6 months in our humidor before we do this show.
Yeah.
All around just helpful. Just was like, man, I'm just happy to be here. Thank you guys for doing this.
And yeah, and you know, this guy, he is passionate. Yeah. About, you know, I mean, his story is, you know, he wanted to get into this industry because of his love for cigars. He started, you know, he was sitting out in his garage by himself enjoying cigars and just said, you know, I want to get into this. So what?
I think our interview is up on our Instagram. Isn't it?
It is. It's on. Yeah. Look it up. I think, what did he say? 2017
is when he started.
I feel like he has got some room to grow.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think with his passion, he'll get there.
I think he has a bright future for sure. I hope that the complexity starts to hit for him in his cigar blending or whatever factory he's using.
I have like this whole scene playing through my head of Barger sitting in his garage, you know, staring at a stripper pole and going, you know, this is just not going to work effectively. You know, that he's gonna be going,
it's hard to stare at it when you're on it.
I'm staring at that pole and I'm really thinking this is something I want to pursue in my life.
Yeah.
You know,
I just couldn't find heels to fit my double wide foot. You know? Got these hobbit feet. Can't put them in heels.
Kinky boots.
That's right.
Kinky boots, baby.
That's Why does it smell like pina colada in here?
Is that latex?
The smell of fake coconut.
That's right. That's right. But okay, so what are we going to give this Intimidator here? We'll give it a 3. Room for improvement. Room for improvement. All right, so about this lineup, guys. First of all, Greg, thank you for giving us the product to try. Yeah. And I hope you don't take our insults to heart because we're just having a blast.
Just a few rednecks
just
sitting around.
Just a few rednecks in a garage here with a stripper pole. Mike, get off the pole. Anyway, so what do you think, Robert? Tell me some thoughts.
So I would say, as far as the whole line that we got to smoke, I would smoke them again.
Yeah, I'd give them a try again.
Yeah, I didn't hate any of them. I enjoyed them. I actually liked the Intimidator. I thought it was a good... because. It was that medium full, and it kind of hit, I think, what he's going for. I didn't have a problem with that because I love San Andreas. You could put San Andreas
on. I like the San Andreas. I definitely like the San Andreas. I
absolutely love San Andreas.
Yeah, 100%.
You could wrap San Andreas on a tire and I'd smoke it. And I mean, I love
I mean, we may have.
Well, and I have to say this. This whole, you know, smoking these was, it was a challenge. Not because of the cigars, but because we are in Nashville and we just experienced this, you know, ice storm of the century.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke inside my house.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about that.
Yep. So, you know, it was a challenge to find, you know, the place.
Warm place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I actually set up a heater, one of those, propane heaters with a little tent and had my little smoke shack out back.
You should have just set up your hunting blind with your little buddy heater.
Oh, I should have.
Man, missed opportunities. I'm you done. Should call me.
There you go. But so part of it is that, you know, it's really got to keep my attention to get through it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're kind of going through those sort of struggles.
So for me, like this lineup, there was off the light. It was decent, right? But it never changed, and it never got complex. It just kind of stayed the same all the way through.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
You know, and it was just like, okay, when's this cigar gonna change? What's next? What's in it like?
Yeah.
When is that flavor gonna open up? When is that pepper gonna hit? When is that? You know, and it just never happened for me.
Right.
Which was sad. It was sad. I cried a little bit.
Did you?
I really had high hopes.
Now, you said that Greg has struggled a bit with his getting this company started.
Yeah.
What was those struggles?
He had a naming issue that he had to contend with. Cause for confusion claims.
Okay.
That,
you know, and then he had a logo issue, I think, that he had to work on.
Gosh.
Everybody in the industry wants to be the only one.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's the sad part is that a lot of these bigger companies, if they have a name in their title or a word and you put that word in yours, well, here come the lawyers.
Yeah. I love me some lawyer issues.
Dude, you tell me how much you like lawyer issues, Mike.
Hang on a second. Let me figure out, am I billing you for this advice right now?
No, you're billing the
$250 an hour.
Oh, yeah, a lot more than that.
Yeah. Bought that car out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Lawyer issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get the Bentley later.
All right. So, yep. I'm telling you, you can't use even Mexican words that are similar or the same. You're going to have a big problem.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So my Duolingo loves
Dos Equis and Dos Equis.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say this. I will smoke, and I would purchase the Midnight Bender. I would go out and try them again, for sure. And the Intimidator. Is that right?
Intimidator.
You got it close.
What is it?
Intimidador.
Intimidador.
Intimidador. Where's the extra A? It's Intimidador. Yeah, this is English with Steve Perry here. Happy to be here. Yeah. All right. So, tell us about this ice storm. What? It's fine. Let's talk about this ice storm here.
Yeah.
You lost power, right?
Yeah, I was out of power for about 3.5 days.
Yeah.
We were stuck in the hill.
Well, what'd you learn?
Stuck on Turkey Ridge. Well, I learned that having a wood burning fireplace is nice, but if you have a big room that it's in, that it doesn't really help. So we set up a soccer mom tent in our living room and put walls around it. And that's where we hung out for about 3 days.
Little 10 by 10 pop-up. Yeah,
little 10 by 10 pop-up. Sure there did. You go. Had the pets and the wife and everybody.
Wow. There you go. Robert, did you fare well?
Didn't lose water, power in Aquatown at all. It was great.
You lost water though, right?
Lost water.
Yeah.
That got frozen, just like our opinions.
You're in Watertown, right?
We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back from the commercials. Listen, we've went off on some tangents here just a little bit, but there's one more cigar we're going to go over, and Rich is going to tell us about it right now.
It's the Segundo Viento, which stands for second wind.
Yeah.
So this is a Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, double Ligero, medium body strength, Dominican Ligero age filler binder. This is a solid medium body experience, exposing the deeper aromas of wood and earth combined with a subtle splash of nuttiness and grass. This blend also changes distinctly the thirds with each size in the line, exposing different nuances as they burn.
Now, what color was that wrapper?
This was the black wrapper?
Black and gold.
Black and gold.
Yeah. It was the box press.
Yes.
So I actually somewhat enjoyed this cigar.
How many people believe that he actually didn't write down one bit of notes around this?
Let me look at my notes.
Look at your notes.
Let me look at my notes here.
Yeah, this was a pretty solid medium,
write down things.
Sort of medium cigar, I guess. I found it good.
Yeah.
Had a good burn. Again, rolled well. It was smooth and rich. I find it like an anytime cigar.
Yeah.
Could smoke it in the morning, could smoke it whenever. Probably a good dog walker.
Yeah.
So
the pepper, a little bit of pepper aspect come out in this one a little bit with that Ligero. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't terrible.
That's the one time I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it had to do with the box press part of it or how they rolled it, but you were able to get a little bit of that pepper out there.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was okay. You know, there's a lot of things we smoke. Well, there's a lot of things I smoke. There's not a lot of things y'all smoke, but but you learn that there's certain things you like.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard when you get things that people are passionate about and they enjoy and they're just like, I just don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what, this is a good lesson in that is finding brands like this that, you know, we might not like it, but somebody might love it.
Yeah.
You know,
so feeling that loving feeling coming on.
That's right. That's right. So what do you guys want to give that guy?
Right away.
We'll give that one a 3 across the board.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I'd smoke. Most of these I think I would smoke again, you know.
Yeah.
It may not be the first one I reach for, depending on my mood, but definitely give it a second.
I'm thinking this would be a lineup that I would like to come back and revisit like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like there is some transition between what they started, where they're at right now, and where they want to go.
Right.
And I think that's probably where I would be is I really would like to see how has this evolved, you know, about 5 years from now.
Yeah, I think that giving a weight into it, see what they come up with is going to be really good too. I mean, because the more he has time in the industry, the more that tastes progress and, you know, you might get into some better tobaccos and another tobaccalera, you know, he might even leave the tobaccalera he's with and go with someone else that offers a different flavor.
So he said this is a one farm, all the tobacco comes from the single farm.
From the single farm.
So, you know, maybe blending it out a little bit.
I think maybe not hugging that one farmer all the way into the ground, you know, would.
Well, it does work for some, like,
it
you know,
does.
The Natura.
I agree. You know, for there are a lot of really great estate brands all day long. But, you know, some of those estates have been around for 20 plus years. And, you know, the quality of their manufacturing as well as their growing techniques, you know, has played really well. But, you know, you go back to some of those, you know, estate farms in their first 5 years, and it's like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really had much that came out of this tobaccalera. So have you guys noticed anything? What was your consistency about this cigar? Tell me about the consistency.
So for me, I'll say this, and the construction on all these cigars was amazing.
Yeah.
I never had an issue with construction, burn. They were perfect. So whoever's rolling these cigars is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Agreed.
I also think if the word Maduro scares you and you're looking for something that's medium, this might be a brand for you. I think it's a solid brand for somebody who likes a good mild cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think that someone that likes a mild to no flavor, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. I'm kidding.
You just Charlie Brown me, Lucy.
You think he's just Charlie? I think he's just testing to see if we're all awake.
I pulled the football out there.
Hey, Harry, you got that no flavor cigar back there?
Yeah. What you got back there in the back?
Is that the $18 sticks or the $16 sticks?
Now, here we go on price point.
Now. There you go. That's a good point.
Now, price point.
What is the MSRP?
I didn't even actually look up the price point for these because he never sent us that information.
Yeah.
But I would say if you're around...
I thought they were like 10 to 15.
Yeah. I was going to say if you're around 8 to 12, you're probably in a decent market for that. But if you're getting up to 15, then I'm out. That's just me, though. But
cheap.
I'm cheap. I'll buy a $5 cigar all day long.
Yep.
It would be interesting, you know, I don't know if you guys have had some of the other brands that are being made at that factory. And because I don't think that there were any construction issues that, you know, across what we were having here. I think most of the issues were the quality of tobacco and the blending.
The blending. You know? It is the blending, 100%.
You know, that we encountered here that had some challenges, you know, around it. So I'd be curious, you know, with some of the other brands, you know, that are right there at the same factory.
Yeah.
If they're sourcing from other than the one same farmer files. That I really wonder if that would be a bit of a, hey, why are your sticks so much better and we're using the exact same manufacturing facility?
Right.
You know, kind of thought process.
Right, yeah. Right. So what about pairings? What'd you guys do with pairings? I know Rich probably did coffee.
I did coffee. I did a tea.
Really cold weather.
Lots of cold weather.
An overtone of propane.
Some ice. I had some ice with it. What about you?
I paired with coffee and water.
Coffee
primarily.
And water.
With the second wind, I did whiskey on that one. But
yeah. I will say I had coffee this morning with the Connecticut. And made the coffee was good. And the cigar was okay. But,
yeah,
you know, I think if I would have put coffee with the Midnight Bender, it probably would have brought some more of those flavors out of that cigar that I was wanting, you know, that I think I'll get. Because I'll smoke it again, for sure. But anyway, about this weather, it is madhouse out here.
I'm just glad it's over.
The field that I work in, I've been about 80 hours this week, and I'm tired.
It's been so cold outside, I had to take my jacket off when I got inside.
Oh, wow. That's cold. That is cold. But listen, I do want to thank you guys for being here today. Robert, thank you for being here in this episode. Is this your first one? How'd it feel?
A little nerve-wracking.
Yeah?
English is my second language, it seems.
Yeah, that's fine.
He mastered all the big words.
It's the small ones that get you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, it's the fact that...
You got a little confidence, you're a little cocky. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're tripping over the easy
right.
ones.
That's
See,
right.
It's just that we have set the bar so high, Robert, that you just walked in.
You just hit him in the face with it.
See, the thing is, if you would realize where Barger left the bar, you would have been fine.
It's horizontal.
Yeah. It's out on Old Hickory somewhere. Yeah.
Well, good old boy Rich, thanks for being here today.
Always glad to be here.
And good old boy Mike, thanks for the banter.
I fulfilled a purpose today and didn't channel all of Benjamin's fine, upstanding Robertson County, you know.
Out there in the fold of over there.
You know, there's going to be a 4x4. It's going to run over a few of them limbs, and then I was going to enjoy a cigar.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, Benjamin, get well soon out there, buddy.
Yep.
And this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking. And thanks for listening. Yeah, and if you're interested in any of our back catalog, go online, check it out.
Check out
we have
socials.
A very extensive, and our social medias too, our Instagram. Good old boy Rich is really leading that up with our cigar side. Check us out on the next episode.
Keep on sipping, everybody.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. And you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.